Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, well, we thank you very much. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being everywhere in between. I am Kevin McCullough. He is Stephen Baldwin.
Well, hello.
And we are... Don't yell. Okay. We're bi-coastal tonight, and that's allowed, even in Christian homes, from time to time, being bi-coastal. But Stephen, put your ears back in, too. You gotta have your headset on. He's in Los Angeles, and I'm in New York, and it's Baldwin McCullough. Back together. He was away last week. Where were you? You were in Kazakhstan or something. You were challenging ISIS to duels or something. You were being more brave than our own president here was, that's for sure. But where were you last week?
I was back in Amman, Jordan, developing some opportunities to do some fundraising for the refugees over in Jordan.
Yeah. These are, for people that are not familiar, this is where a lot of the Syrian and Iraqi people that have been displaced. Guys, can you raise the camera a little bit? My head's getting cut off. There we go. See? I want to see that beautiful bald spot on top. Now, this is where a lot of those refugees are ending up. And did you meet with the king? Was the king there?
No, not this. This was my second trip. And we did not have the privilege of connecting with King Abdullah on this second trip. We did on the first trip.
Right.
But
he's very supportive of what you're doing with the refugees.
I'll put it to you. I just tweeted about this, and I'll just put it to you this way. What does it say about King Abdullah and the family when in a country of 6 million people, they have allowed 1.6 million refugees into the country that, for the most part, they're paying for?
Yeah.
That's pretty staggering.
No, it's pretty well said, and that's what they've done. And they're one of those allies over there that we've gotten along with, and we've needed, and they have seemed to step up from time to time. But I'm telling you, man, the rest of that section of the world, it's on fire right now. Like there's and that's moving into Europe. I mean, you were gone while most of the Paris stuff took place, but my goodness.
Yeah. No. And. I mean, look, all of this, you could have 101 different, you know, philosophical, political conversations, debates, this, that. And now when you finally see the rest of the world now wanting to unify against what is clearly madness.
Right.
I think it's.
Well, everybody wanted to unify except us. For some reason, we couldn't get there. Like, they had the Palestinian Authority and the Prime Minister of Israel both in the parade. Obama couldn't be bothered to get anybody into the parade.
Yeah, no, this was that... This was
a unity march. Angela Merkel was there. They had people from Great Britain. I mean, you know, all these world leaders. And Eric Holder was there. Like, you know, he's the Attorney General. He could have just stuck around like one more hour and been in the march. 4 million people walking the streets of Paris going... you know, we're going to stop terrorism. No, we got all of our guys out of there. I think our ambassador was somewhere in the, like, around 2 million than one, somewhere in the midway pack or something.
Yeah, but was there any, like, White House statement where they just said, oops, or?
Yes. It wasn't quite oops. It was, well, that was a really stupid thing to do. Now, they did fess up. They thought they missed. They swung and a miss on that one. And I agree with them. And then yesterday, did you see this? Did you see that? Well, I don't have the audio or video with us. John Kerry, so they're trying to make up for it, right? They're trying to be kissy-faced to France all this week. So the president sends John Kerry there yesterday.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty. And he goes, and he says to James Taylor, James Taylor, you will come and sing with me as I talk to the French.
And so James Taylor does. And James Taylor comes, and he's there to sing, what's his song? You have a friend in me? No, oh, that's the Randy Newman thing from, call out your name, I can't remember it. Anyway.
You've got a friend.
That's it. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so, and then they get up there, and
John Kerry makes this statement, and he's all very, you know, like Lurch from the Munsters. I'm John Kerry, and I'm still as boring as I've ever been, boring as a bottle of ketchup, but here I am doing public policy for the Obama administration, and I'm here to tell you that we love you.
And he turns around to the prime minister, tries to give him a kiss. This is an awkward moment, of course, and it's documented, like, in all the photographs of everywhere that's been. And so then they said, well,
and we've brought James Taylor to bring You've Got a Friend. James?
And here's James Taylor. You know, I don't know, how old is he? He's still like a 60-something, probably,
at least.
Yeah. And he can still sing. I mean, the guy's still got chops. And so, evidently, they gave him a little wireless mic for his guitar, but no vocal mic to sing with. So he's standing there strumming the intro, you know, ding, 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 and then the little mic is inside the guitar. And so you see him start the song, and he literally bends his head over like it's going into his belly button, and he starts to sing the song with his head looking inside the hole of the guitar. And then someone in the room goes, microphone. Oh, okay. And then they bring one up, and then they're holding it at the side, but he doesn't see it because his head is still stuck in the hole in the middle of the guitar, right? Because he doesn't see the person walking up. And meanwhile,
there's John Kerry standing there smiling awkwardly because he had just tried to kiss the French prime minister.
It was a rather shining moment for American diplomacy, let's put it that way, on the world stage.
It's very strange. Very strange.
But if you get to see the YouTube video later tonight, you should look it up. Because he could actually sing. You can sing into that microphone that's in the guitar. You just have to put your head down where the pickup is. And it sounded good. I mean, for someone that was bent halfway in two. So anyway.
But do you think that's how he planned it, or they forgot to give him a microphone?
Oh, they forgot to give him a microphone. I'm pretty sure James Taylor's never walked onto a stage and not had a microphone to sing into before. I'm pretty positive that that's true.
Just saying.
No, it was a fine moment. You know, John Kerry at his finest, and we missed the Unity March. And in the meantime, and this was rich. Yesterday, the president does this news conference with Mr. Cameron from Great Britain, because he's here visiting, and he's talking to us, and we're talking to him, and we're talking to him about how serious terrorism is. We got to get on it and everything. And so then. The president comes out and basically chastises Europe, saying that they don't integrate their Muslims enough, and if they would integrate them more, they would have better success with the whole trying to stop the terrorism thing. And I'm going, well, what makes you such an expert on integration?
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's scary when you think about it, because you saw the back end of this. You saw the fallout of what happens when terrorists take hold of large swaths of territory. People are displaced. You saw that suffering last week. Here's the thing. There are 791 sections of the country of France. Okay, 791 sections. I don't care if they're a block big, but you have 791 sections of France that are wholly sovereign Sharia law, meaning that they don't let the French police in there, meaning that the French courts don't have any say over what goes on in there. Like, that's 791 little islands of another country that are inside of France's sovereign territory. See, I don't think integration is the problem. I think the problem is when they started coming and they were given kindness and they showed kindness and they started demanding, we want Sharia law, we want our own block, we want our own neighborhood, we want our own city. I think all of a sudden you had demands being put on the host nation that now is actually undermining their very welfare. At least that's how it strikes me.
Right. Well, it seemed, it, on a common sense level, you would think when they got there, they said, well, our faith is this, this, and this. And so because of our faith, we have to have this, this, and this, and this. And now it's become a scenario where you have, you know, no ability for any authority to be intervening or monitoring or anything like that. And the next question is going to be, how quickly can you bet all that's going to change?
Well, if they were smart, and this is why the president was wrong, integration is not the solution. Kicking them out might be closer to the actual answer. But we'll take some calls on that. Hey, you're on your way to the Sundance, and we want to talk about the Oscars, too, because they were announced this week, and there was some controversy. Al Sharpton! Al Sharpton's all mad. He's all out there marching and so forth. We'll get to Crazy Uncle Al. Coming up, Baldwin McCullough. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states. States, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Kevin McCullough.
Yes, yes.
And our number is 888-340-3373. Did I do it right?
I don't know, because I think the one person on our team that never makes a mistake, Ivan Quiñones, I think he just made a major mistake. Did you not have Steven up before he could? So, see, when you said Kevin McCullough, I thought you were calling me. So I was like, huh? What? Are you talking to me? So whatever you said before Kevin McCullough. In fact, here, let's just start over. Steven, go.
You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Ah, there you go. That sounds right.
It's me, Stevie B, Stephen Baldwin, and he's Kevin McCullough.
Yes.
And then I said our number is 888-340-3373. And unlike you, Kevin, I like to say it twice. 888-340-3373 if you'd like to call into the program.
Well, this is going to be an interesting discussion, because tonight we're going to talk about the terrorism in the second hour, but we're going to talk about Oscars and movies. And, Stephen, I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet or not. I have not. My Facebook feed was blowing up this afternoon. American Sniper made $30 million last night. In one night of the weekend, $30 million. That was bigger than any Clint Eastwood opening ever for an entire weekend. And he got it in one night. This movie's going to make $80 to $100 million its first weekend, and everybody that is going to see it is walking out of the theater going, that may be the most important film I've seen ever. This is an incredible, incredible thing. And I think it did get nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah,
I have the
lists all right here whenever you're ready.
Yeah, sure. But I think it has a flaw in that it doesn't have enough non-white people in it. American Sniper.
Sure.
Story about a white sniper from the U.S.
Yeah.
Because this is evidently a knock on the Oscars this year. There's not enough non-white people nominated for Oscars.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
That's exactly what they're saying. And some of the headlines across the country are saying that this upcoming Academy Awards will be the quote-unquote whitest Oscars since 1998, which I don't know that I agree.
Was there something
with
significant about 1998? Was there a lot of like white people films that came out in 1998?
Well, I think the idea there is that it's been since 1998, obviously, that this low of a number of African American artists, actors, directors, whatever it is, have not been nominated this time around. And what I was sharing with somebody earlier today, it was somebody that I thought was going to say to me, like, you know, oh, you're wrong, and it should be like this. It was a very progressive, liberal individual.
You can say it. It was Alex.
No. No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Somebody else.
I'm using this radio program to prepare myself for the Alex
conversation tomorrow. Yeah. Yes, okay.
You said conversation. I said confrontation.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice.
but I said to somebody, you know, like, I read that headline. It'll be the whitest Oscars. I was like, what is that about? Like, what's your opinion?
Yeah, like, what does that even mean?
Well, it just means that I guess the perception going around in the media is that African American actors this time around were snubbed. They weren't nominated. You know, you have a film like Selma. There are other films that involve African American actors, and it kind of posed the philosophical question in my mind. Well, if I was an Academy voter,
uh-huh,
and I knew 2014 was the most racially divisive year since the actual activity of the real Selma, perhaps, kind of, sort of.
Okay. I'll give it to you for a premise for your point, but go ahead.
Right. Well, it just made me wonder, in any of the calculation of any of the voting perception or analytics, whatever it is, one might assume that one of the actors from Selma would have been nominated purely, and I'm saying this with no funny business. I'm saying you would assume that there must have been a performance by an African-American in Selma that was worthy of an Oscar nomination.
What you're describing is, in essence, affirmative action for the Oscars. And it's about time it came to the Oscars. I mean, if it's going to be used for academia, if it's going to be used for everything, why not use it for the Oscars? Little good old affirmative action. Next year, we need to have at least 7% of all nominations be randomly African-American, regardless of whether they had any good performances in the films or not. We're just going to say, okay, from now on, 7% are always going to get, or whatever percentage you want them at, 23, 82, I don't care. We're just going to say this is what we're going to do. Is that what they want? Is this what the end goal of the people should be?
Well, I'll put it this way. Now, George Lucas really, really mouthed off about this, and he was getting ready. He's got a new animated cartoon thing that he's launching through his company, and this, and he turned around and in an interview just basically said, "Well, I'm not surprised. The Academy Awards have nothing to do with the actual voting system of who's the best, who's the most entertaining, who's the most." He said, it's just a political this, that.
He's still irritated that the prequels didn't do as well as the original three.
Well, but and I'll tell you right now.
Wait, hold on. I gotta emphasize it. This is George Lucas saying this?
Yeah, this was
George Lucas. The man who invented the most racially divisive character of animated film history, Jar Jar Binks?
Mises say we go to kill the Jedi. Mises say that's what we go to do.
That George Lucas?
Your impersonations are getting better, Kevin.
Or how about his, do you remember the Federation? Ivan, did you see the prequels? The Federation guys, they were all like, and I'm not saying George Lucas is a racist, but why would you make bad guys go, we go do some laundry now. Oh yeah, we take Jedi laundry to laundromat. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
But
that George Lucas? Oh, okay, I'm all good now.
But all of this idea made me curious about, because of what's happened and what's transpired in 2014, and because a movie like Selma's coming out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And the person I was having this conversation with said, well, I'm in agreement with the outcome here, because the movie Selma was terrible. It was just a bad movie. And I'm going, well, wait a second. If it was so bad that no performance was worthy of an Oscar nomination, then how is it being nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah, it's in the Best Picture category. But isn't it possible to just like have an ensemble that's just, you know, that none of them are like the best of the year, but they're all strong, and so it makes the picture good enough? See, this is your area of expertise, not mine. I just know the racial foibles of one George Lucas.
Right, but I also know that, and you know, and the world knows that certainly Hollywood will put forth and push forth its political agenda.
That is true. Let's talk about that when we continue. And friends, what do you think? Should Selma have been nominated for performances just because it was a racially troubled year for America? 888-340-3373. Coming right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Live from New York, if you're watching on Biz Television, that was a live shot of a beautiful lower Manhattan tonight. It's crystal clear here. It's cold. It's really cold, but the air is clear and the city's beautiful tonight. And if you're in the area, you know that. If you're listening on AM 970, The Answer, or watching on Biz TV, Channel 46. But there's also lots of great television and radio stations that are taking us all across the country. And we're honored to have every one of you watching or listening, no matter where you are. Kevin McCullough is my name. The guy with the mohawk on the screen, that's Stephen Baldwin. Looking kind of Billy Idol-esque there.
I know. Kind of into it. And then
you're
I can
start
just
singing
go right back to
Ice
Stevie
Ice
B.
Baby or something here. Oh, no, that was Vanilla Ice. Never mind.
I can just go right back to like a Stevie B kind of thing here, yeah. I'm having fun. This is fun.
No, it is fun, and you haven't been around lately, so we haven't had a chance to have fun. Dr. Gina was here last week, and she was like, you know, when Steven has me on, it's, like, all competitive. So she was, like, cutting me off and, like you know, let's say I got you on that one. I'm like, what'd I do? She's like, well, Steven's always competitive. I'm like, well, okay. So we ended that after, like, the second session. There was no more competition. That was fun. Okay, so here's the question that Steven posed, and it's a good question. It's like he was never even away. It's like he just got back into the talk radio van and took the steering wheel and started driving the truck.
Absolutely.
The question is, stop laughing, Jackie. I was sincere in that compliment. In this year, when there's been such racial tension, and as soon as the Oscars are announced, you know, Al Sharpton's in front of... I don't even know how he did that. I think he Star Trek'd himself. How do you do that? Phase me up or whatever. Beam me up. He beamed himself up all the way to L.A. to stand outside the theater where they were announcing. So he heard the
megaphone, and he immediately started to racist. Not enough black people nominated for Oscars this year.
That's Al Sharpton. Immediately after the Oscars were nominated. Now Selma did get a Best Picture nod. But none of their performances merited a best supporting, best leading, any of those categories.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stephen's question is this. Because it was such a racially tense year for our nation, should they have been given a couple of nominations just because? Just to say, hey, we're all one family and this is how we roll. Am I understanding your question right, Stephen?
Basically, yes. And listen, no matter what side of anything you're on, this is a fascinating general question for the everyday Joe on the street. Hey, obviously 2014 was like this unbelievably crazy year for racism, and now here you go, and the movie Selma. That's the other thing. It's not even like it was, you know, just any African American actress or actor or actress from any movie. It's Selma, and then any other performance by any other African American in any other movie that might have been considered.
Yeah, I guess Denzel had an action role this year. He didn't get nominated, but you know, I don't know that action roles generally do get nominated.
So I think the way you posed the question, Kevin, is exactly correct. In the wake of this being the most racially challenging year in our history in 50 years, should the Academy have taken that into consideration and probably so that there wouldn't be any blowback like Al Sharpton out in front of the building screaming racism, or should the process that is the traditional, normal process of the Academy Awards, which is best performances and that whole voting process, you know, art for art's sake, should that be what seemingly has transpired here?
That's what the Academy is saying. They're saying that their normal standards were upheld, and it just happened to be that this one year, you know, this is the way it was shook down. Now, let me point out a couple of other things. The issue of the racially tense year that we had, the Academy had nothing to do with that. They didn't plan the protests in Ferguson. They weren't, you know, waiting with rubbing their hands on Staten Island when Eric Garner got chokeholded to death. There was no desire on their part to have any of that. The Selma cast, by the way, is going to march on Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day. They're going to march in Selma. There's going to be a remake of the march, and Oprah and all the crew are going to be there at the front of the line, and they're going to walk through that. I think that's kind of a cool thing, remembering Dr. King's march in Selma. But so the question is very simple: 888-340-3373. Would it have been better for the country if the Academy had nominated some of the performances in one or two of the films just to make a statement about unity and not being so racially divisive as the rest of the year has been? 888-340-3373. Okay, how much time do we have, Ivan? 11 seconds. Okay, we'll take the calls as soon as we get back from this next break. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Are the Oscars racist because they nominated no black actors this time? Call us up.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
PleatKevin.com.
All right, live from New York, we're going dry with no music here because our computer died. So it literally is a live show from New York. You know this because Kevin just starts talking. Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough. Now, there's Stevie B. He's waving something on his head. What are you doing now? You had a mohawk when we came back last time. Would you put hairspray on it?
Yeah. Just fixed my hair.
Yeah.
It was getting a little bit out of control, and we're going to start getting phone calls. It's going to start getting serious. So yeah. I've got to get my hair
perfect
as it needs to be.
If you're watching on Biz TV, you can see all of Steven's hijinks during the break, so while he's there. But if you can, if you don't have Biz TV in your market, and if you want a list of them, you can go to our Facebook pages. We've got the whole list there, the top post on each page. But you can also just go to our website, BaldwinMcCullough.com, and watch live any Saturday night. If you miss part of one show, check it out again online. It's always available. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Selma is nominated for Best Picture, but it did not receive a single nomination for any of the acting categories. And immediately, Al Sharpton said, this can't possibly be right. There's got to be something. There's got to be something here. Somebody hates black people. That's why we didn't get any nominations. Actually, here's what he said in a statement. The lack of diversity in today's Oscar nominations is appalling. And while it is good that Selma was nominated for Best Picture, it's ironic that they nominated a story about the racial shutout around voting while there is a racial shutout around the Oscar nomination. See, this is, Stephen, this is why I can't take him seriously. He says this stuff as though somebody's supposed to like, oh, wow. Yeah, I bet those Hollywood elites are really, those liberal elites in Hollywood, I bet they're really racist. All right, so, and then he went on to say, with all the talent that Selma had and other black movies this year, it's hard to believe that we have less diversity in the nominations today than in recent history. All right, let's go to a phone call or two. Steven, say hi to line three, because that's Steve in Orlando, Florida. Hi.
Hey, Steve. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. One thing that people seem to be forgetting is, what movie won all everything last year? The Butler.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Al Sharpton's thinking, well, if it won last year, then they should sweep again this year. See, in Al's mind, once you have attained a certain thing, you're supposed to be given that the rest of your life.
Well, he's an attention. I don't know if I can say the word on the air, but whenever there's a controversy, he sticks his head in it, and it's just ridiculous.
So yeah, that's a great point that you brought up. Thanks for the call. By the way, did you know, Stephen, you're an actor, you should know this. How many films you do this year already? Like 10?
A bunch.
The Academy's president, mm-hmm. right now, do you know who it is?
No.
Who's president of the Cheryl Isaac Burke,
mm-hmm.
who is female and African-American.
There you go.
So the current president of the Academy, and she says to Sharpton, there's no diversity problem, not at all, she told Vulture magazine. The good news is that the wealth of talent is there, and it's being discussed, and it's helpful so much for talent, whether in front of the camera or behind the camera, to have this recognition, to have this period of time where there's a lot of publicity and a lot of chitter-chatter. So this is the argument. It's a racially divided year in America, so we're having racist Oscars this year. That's what Al Sharpton's trying to convince you of. Okay, line two. Steven, say hi to Ralph.
Hey, Ralph. Well, welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Welcome, Martini's show. As you know, the situation with the police has quieted down in New York. So there is something to be made to line up his pocket, shaking down Hollywood. That's what, the whole situation with Sharpton is, as far as I am concerned. But, you know, if the movie Selma, which has a mediocrity as far as the review goes, and that's the only reason, the good review given to the movie, The Butler, that's why I went to see that movie. So this one, I'm very unlikely to not go and see that movie.
Okay? Based on the reviews, you're saying?
That means, based on the review, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Okay, and then giving stars, three stars, four stars with regard to The Butler. Now, you know, I have been saying here that movie, The Selma, was all about Dr. King. And was it in the march in Washington, I have a dream speech, there was a line in there that said, judge an individual, a person, on the basis of character rather than the complexion or the color of skin. Now, you know, as you very well know, I have been saying that Obama is an acting president, a male figure in a Hollywood production. When all is said and done, when all this is all over, okay, why don't Hollywood give a light first-time recognition award to this man, Obama, as far as the Academy and the Oscar is concerned. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. I don't even think that would satisfy Sharpton, Stephen, if they nominated Obama as for, you know, best actor. I don't think Sharpton would be satisfied at that point for some reason. Let's go to line one. Gino is in the Bronx. Hi, Gino.
I think what they should do is get Stevie B to put on a black wig, wear a fat suit, put dark face on his face, and act out Oprah Winfrey's biography, and maybe he'd get an Oscar for that. Uh-oh.
Oh, that would be one way to go.
Yeah, that's silence. That joke didn't go very well. Okay, anyway, Hollywood, as always glorifies the worst scum of our society. If you're a homosexual, a lesbian, if you're a rioter, a looter, if they do the movie Ferguson, I'm sure it'll get 150 million Oscar nominations. But this year, they came up short. I wonder why. Could it have been that because of that little tit-tat that they had with Sony Pictures, where supposedly the emails went out and they criticized some black actors? So maybe the Academy decided they were going to retaliate this time, because if they would have kept their yap shut, none of this would have happened. Last year, you had the actress who won for 12 years as a slave. Back in 2002, you had Halle Berry won Best Actress. You had Denzel Washington winning for Best Actor. They even drug out Sidney Poitier and gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. I didn't hear any complaints from Al Sharpton that year or last year, or for the Butler movie last year, but all of a sudden now there's a lack of diversity in Hollywood. Yeah, right. Let me see a movie about Ronald Reagan. Let me see a movie about William F. Buckley. Let me see a movie done about the biography of Charlton Heston or of a conservative, because there for sure is a lack of diversity when it comes to roles.
All right. We got to go, Gino. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it, because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on set. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula
that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Bob McCall Live, that's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge if you're watching on Biz TV. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough in our New York studio, Stephen Baldwin in his Porta studio. he can fold this up that's the size of a thumb and take it anywhere with him. No, we're so glad that he's back with us, actually. He was out of the country last week. And there he is. Big, pretty kisser right on the screen. So here, did you see this quote, Stephen? Jessica Chastain... You know Jessica Chastain, right? What was she in?
Of course, she was in The Hurt Locker and won the Academy Award.
Was she in Hurt Locker? No, she was in the Bin Laden movie.
Oh.
The Hurt Locker was a guy. The Bin Laden movie. What was that called?
I'm getting my...
It was nominated for Best Picture last year, but it didn't win. Anyway, she was in that...
Zero Dark Thirty.
That's it. That's it. Good job. Okay, so she was accepting the Most Valuable Player honor at the Critics' Choice Awards on Thursday night?
Yes, and I'm very familiar with the speech.
Okay, so she said, today is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, so it got me to thinking about our need to build the strength of diversity in our industry and to stand together against homophobic, sexist, misogynistic, anti-Semitic, and racist agendas. Man, that's a lot of agendas for Hollywood.
Sure.
The actress said, I'm an optimist, and I can't help but feel hopeful about the future of film, especially looking at all the beautiful people in the room. So she thinks there's a few problems with the industry, that they're homophobic, that they're sexist, that they're misogynistic, that they're anti-Semitic, and that they're racist. I this is odd to me. I don't know.
Well, so you know, I like kind of creeping around even during the show. I'm on my phone over here. I'm actually just trying to look up other little tidbits of information. And you know, two more ideas here that are kind of crazy, which I don't know if you know this. Again, in that conversation with that friend of mine earlier today, they said that even with Oprah Winfrey's involvement in the picture Selma,
right.
did you know that, I'm not sure her name, who's the daughter of Martin Luther King that controls his legacy? They,
I don't know, yeah, okay, so his daughter.
Right, so the Martin Luther King enterprises, as they exist today, so to speak, did you know they didn't allow... for the licensing of his original speeches to be used in this movie. That's a fact. Which already is an indication that when the movie went to that organization and presented the script and said, oh, and we want to use here when he's doing the
speech. They didn't feel good about it.
And so something was weird already there.
Yeah.
And then the other...
So was that how it went to print, though? Did the film not contain at final cut? Did it not contain...
Oh, yeah, no. When you see the movie now, there is no original speech, I'm told, of Martin Luther King. They had to re-edit them and rewrite
them. No wonder nobody wants to see this movie. You can't even get the history right. And the King family is the cause of it?
I wouldn't say the cause of it. I would say that they did not give permission for this movie to use the actual speech.
Fair enough. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Hour two is straight ahead. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pornographic.